Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
CNN teamed up with Sesame Street this past Saturday for a special on how do you talk to your children about racism and to explain, you know, what's going on with the protests. It's Anna and Raven.
Because after all, if there's an uncomfortable situation for you to have a conversation about, it's best done by somebody who's furry and 4 feet tall.
3 feet tall. 3 feet tall.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. This is Elmo with his dad.
Racism? What's that?
Racism is when people treat other people unfairly because of the way they look or the color of their skin.
Elmo doesn't understand, Daddy. Elmo has friends with different types of skin. Oh, and fur, too.
I know, Elmo, but not all streets are like Sesame Street.
That's true.
That is true.
That is the truth.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was watching this with my daughters, and Dakota's 18 months. She doesn't know what's going on.
Right. But, mine.
No. The beach is not yours, Dakota. Okay. Yeah. But Hayden, my 11-year-old, it's interesting because obviously she understands what's going on. We've had this conversation a lot of times, and she sees the news, right? Yeah, she was really engrossed in it, and I thought that it was a really nice and smart move to do this because it's hard for parents to explain.
It's interesting, too, is that, you know, Hayden is 11, so we think Sesame Street probably too young for her, but the lessons are still there.
Of course.
And you can get, and it's like getting it from an old friend. So that makes sense.
Absolutely, which brings me to my next point.
Okay.
There are so many times that I wish that Elmo and his dad could just explain everything to my children.
Step in and take care of things.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
So Hayden was supposed to, during this time period of the pandemic, was supposed to watch the puberty video at school. Right? And they were so excited because it was scheduled for April 3rd. They send out the email in February.
So everybody's supposed to go at once.
Right. It was boys and girls.
That way nobody talks about it beforehand.
No.
Right.
But it's like the warning was sent. And I was like, all right, well, at least you'll watch the video.
Right,
you know,
and that should handle everything.
That should handle everything.
And I'll see you when you're married.
Right. And sadly, because of the school being canceled,
there was a lot of questions.
There was a follow-up from the nurse. Yeah. And the nurse was like, you guys are going to have to watch the video on your own with your children.
And
like,
you watched it together.
Yes.
It was quite a situation for you.
We had to pause it so many times to explain. And all I kept thinking was when I was watching the special this weekend, I'm like, where was Elmo?
Right.
When I had to
could have handled everything.
What else do you wish Elmo would teach your kids?
I know that whenever Alicia's, my wife's, grandparents call and there's a problem with their internet, it takes about 3 to 4 hours on the phone to get them to set back up their Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
They're never describing what it is that they're actually looking at. I don't know how they do it. It's like they're speaking a different language. So if Elmo could help out with that, that would be good.
Fantastic.
If you've ever tried to build an entertainment center from IKEA.
Right.
Like, I mean, IKEA, you get the thing that's got 4, 5, 6 steps, you're fine. You can handle that, right? But if there's 30 pages in the booklet, like, that's going to be a problem.
Call Elmo.
You know you're definitely going to use the wrong screw or the wrong attachment in the wrong place and have to take the whole damn thing apart again to fix it.
How are you going to get mad at Elmo when he's telling you how to do it? He's going to lay it out step by step.
Right.
You know, he's going to tell you the letter of the day. You're going to move on with your life.
And if I figure if he can do the Wi-Fi and he can do the puberty and he can do the IKEA Entertainment Center and all those different, and racism, of course, then he easily should be able to handle a complete rebuild on a 78 Cutlass Classic.
What?
Easily.
What's a Cutlass Classic?
I mean, just get on YouTube. You can find out ways about oil change. What? Elmo could walk us right through this entire engine rebuild.
I don't know if that's in his wheelhouse.
Get to work on it, Elmo.
Okay.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.